Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here. It's Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. Behind me, the Southern District of New York Courthouse entrance, where it was said that Donald Trump would be coming to the Carroll versus Trump trial today after a COVID incidents on Monday. But now that's been pushed back to Thursday. So we'll continue to cruise around. Yesterday, we'll just do this one update on that. At the New Hampshire primary watch party / victory party, sighting of Mr. George Santos. Now, George Santos, now no longer in Congress, is facing a criminal indictment and is under pretrial supervision in the Eastern District of New York, just across the bridge from here. Now, his travel is restricted to SDNY, EDNY, and D.C., so it seemed noteworthy. Now, some have said he got permission to go to New Hampshire, and that would be fine, except that it's supposed to be in the docket, at least in SDNY. I posted last night just an example from something called the Handler case before Judge Reardon, where one of the defendants wanting to go just for the day to Ohio wrote a letter. The judge approved it and said, work out the logistics with pretrial. You basically don't just notify pretrial. So maybe it's done differently in the EDNY, or maybe there's more to the story, and we may soon find out. On the Honduras Juan Orlando Hernandez case, we covered it yesterday. There was a lot of white noise, but the upshot was that the trial was pushed back a week till February 12th. And Juan Orlando has been appointed a new lawyer, Mr. Stabile, after a sealed financial affidavit said that he's indigent and needs a free lawyer. After late yesterday, we filed with Judge Castell an application to unseal the financial affidavit. It's not only is it not unheard of, we won it first on Michael Avenatti, and Judge Furman wrote a lengthy decision saying why it had to be released, but that he thought maybe that some kind of a committee should consider that, whether they should be released generally or not. Since then, Tigre Bonilla, a co-defendant, was also unsealed at Inner City Press's request. So I think it's going to be very hard to say, I don't know, that one defendant in the case, Tigre Bonilla, should have it unsealed, and the former president of Honduras should not. So that's one of the things. Menendez, of course, we're pursuing it. You could read the New York Times of today, which cites Inner City Press. However, you know, it was all right. Now, let's turn for a moment. Why are we doing this out here? Because look down the street. There's the MCC jail. It's closed now. It might be repaired one day. Behind it, the U.S. Attorney's Office. Now mostly empty. We've heard it's going to take a good 5 years for it to be repaired. Meanwhile, it's announced today in local tabloid press here that Eric Adams is devoting $50 million, which is great, to Kim Lao Square, just north of here, but also to the, quote, beautification of Park Road between Kim Lao Square and the Brooklyn Bridge. Now, I'm all for beauty, but it seems a little strange to be spending these hard-won dollars on a street that's going to be under construction for the next 5 years. I don't know. It's just me. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. The United Nations, of course, unbelievable. We wrote a story yesterday about the head of the news and media division, a man named, well, you can read the story, because he's a guy that's, according to his LinkedIn profile, he's focused on press freedom. We'll see. We've written to him. Okay, to be continued. Inner City Press. We will not rest.